Good evening. This is Elaine Ireland, and we're going global for Spirit on BBSRadio.com. We are the number one worldwide internet talk radio network on the planet. And in a few minutes, I'll give you two phone numbers. One will be the worldwide number that you can call in on. Worldwide means any place except the United States and Canada. There'll be a separate number for the United States and Canada. This is an uninterrupted hour. You're going to hear me talk a lot tonight. Please join me. Call in anytime and often as we share the hour. We were supposed to have a guest tonight, Melissa Alvarez. She has been with us before. She's an author, an award-winning author, graphic artist, website designer, and renowned clairvoyant. She owns Phoenix Guide, her book, Phoenix Guide to Self-Renewal. Which quickly landed on Amazon's top 1,000, where it stayed until it went out of print. Let me explain tonight that Melissa lives in Florida. She's in the southern part of Florida, and we've tried to reach her several times this week and have been only able to leave messages for her, and she hasn't responded. Seth will continue to try to reach her this evening throughout the broadcast, and hopefully she'll plug in with us. But if not, well, let's add her to our list for prayers and thoughts. I was going to talk to you folks about that tonight. 9/11, of course, you're being inundated, I'm sure, with the memory, what I call the memory media for 9/11. And it seems like everyone in the world, certainly the United States, was touched by the horrific events on 9/11. Although I do readings and have contact with people internationally, and their thoughts are with us as well. In addition to that, excuse me, I live in Central Texas, and Ike is bearing down on us. Our town is fast swelling, Austin is fast swelling, with evacuees from all along the coastline. We still have evacuees from our last hurricane, although it was not as bad as they thought it would be. It was still difficult for some families, and some are still in Austin and surrounding areas. But we have thousands and thousands of people running from the storm along the coast, Houston, particularly the Houston area. So regardless of your religion or lack of religion, whatever your belief system is, Please hold the hurricane folks in your prayers and in your thoughts, at least. And, of course, say an extra prayer. Give an extra thought to the 9/11 people, those that passed on, taken from us, and those that remain here in their memory. Back to the hurricane. Folks, if you've been told to evacuate, please get out. Please, please, please take your pets, your cherished items that you can, and get out. It's those of you that have lived through a hurricane, encourage the people that you know along those lines to move. I have acquaintances that live in Galveston area, and some of them are refusing to leave, and it's hurricanes, even twos, are not anything to mess with, much less if it's going to hit land as three and fours. So please, please, please do as the authorities say. Get out. Okay, back to Melissa. She'll be with us again if she doesn't come on tonight. We have her scheduled for October the 2nd. And, of course, that's one of those wonderful, bewitching times. So we have her scheduled for then, and we'll have a lot of fun with that. So I hope you'll join us then. I'm hoping that she will come on this evening. I'm hoping we're just missing her, but I've tried for several days now. Let me give you those phone numbers. Worldwide, now that's any place except the United States and Canada, call 1-888-228-4494. I'm sorry, I just gave you the wrong phone number. Scratch that. Worldwide, 877 888-489-6350 worldwide, any place except the United States and Canada. 877-489-6350. If you live in the United States or Canada, please call 1-888-228-4494. Melissa Alvarez was supposed to be with us tonight. In case you're just joining us, let me give you her her numbers. You can reach her through HTTP, all of that, apsychichaven.com, or HTTP, P-A, these are capital letters, P-A-R-A-F-M.com, P-A-R-A-F-M.com, or apsychichaven, H-A-V-E-N.com. You can go on her website and read a little bit about her. She's an interesting lady. I really enjoyed visiting with her. We're going to talk a little bit tonight. You know me, I'm the tarot person and the psychic, so if I don't have a guest, then we go over other things. And because of the hurricane, because of 9/11, those are life-altering events. Whether we actually live through something like that, or we have a loved one, or we just watch our fellow human beings go through such difficult times. I have to think back in my own childhood. We were military, and I grew up the better part of my youthful years in Italy and Germany. And they were not easy, because it was not that long after the war, and Americans were not necessarily welcomed in the way we were treated. And while we were in Germany, they had some of the worst snowstorms in history. We got into Bremerhaven, and not unusual for the ships to have to crack ice to get to land. But it took 2 days to crack ice to get to land. And then we had to get on a train with a snow plow in front of the train, and the windows, the snow was almost to the top of the roof of the train. So we're all cuddled up under blankets and layers of clothing, and they served. They didn't have any real food. They weren't expecting this, and they served literally bread and butter and hot chocolate. Of course, for a kid, that was just a lot of fun. The adults were scared to death. Took us 2 days, 2.5 days, inching along from Bremerhaven, Germany, to Frankfurt. And then by that time, we could get on a bus and go to Hanau. I bring all this up because that's my closest memory of what hurricane victims must go through when they have to evacuate and leave behind and not know where they're going. I'd never seen snow. I came from Texas. Even though it was February, we had some cold weather, but nothing like that. And I thought that I was going to end up living in a land of white the entire 6 years we were over there. But it was an adventure. And the Fool card in the tarot deck is the number 0. I know, the major arcana cards start a little strangely. They start with 0 rather than a 1. And my current class of psychic development and tarot readers right now are studying the major arcana, and it starts with a 0. And that's because, well, if you look at a 0, it has no beginning and it has no end. Does it? It has no beginning and it has no end. It really does. We just don't always realize it. But I call him Mr. Adventure. The Fool card has in one hand, holding it up to the sun, what looks like a flower. Some call it the Rose of Peace. It's white, a lot of yellow on the card, and which is active energy and pure energy. Excuse me. And there's a little dog that sits down in on the what looks like the cliff's edge, and that represents your subconscious. It's a little white dog. In this particular suit, I use the Rider-Waite deck to instruct with, and Patricia Waite was the artist under the tutelage of Paul Foster Case. The fool is he's drenched in yellow, the color of strength and energy, and his clothing has flowers and things all over it. But your subconscious is not going to let you walk off that cliff. But it does say that changes are coming, and that there's very little that anyone can do to stop them. We can't stop a force of nature. We can't stop evil, unfortunately. But what we do have control over is how we handle those changes. Being a new adventure, if we can turn our attitude to the positive side of the change, then things will seem much easier to adjust to. And I know you folks out there that have been through this trauma and tragedy, you probably don't look at it that way. You say, what on earth could be positive about this? And I'm not saying that the loss of a loved one or your home or your whole family or your whole lifestyle has a positive side at first. But if you look at it spiritually and karmically, we learn a lot of lessons when we go through difficult times. And I know that sometimes the difficult times can be absolutely breathtaking. You feel like your own life has left you. And I know that has to be difficult for you. I know it does. But if we can look to the future, and yes, you can sit there and say there is no future without this person or without my home or without my animals or I've lost everything. And I certainly have met enough people in the last 3 years here in Austin that say, I've lost everything. And I can empathize with them at best. But the Fool card says changes are coming. And we go through a difficult time. And what's interesting about going through difficult times, especially when everything in our life, shocks us at the loss, is an innocence that comes to us. I know that sounds strange, but if you think back about those times that you didn't know what to do next, you just didn't know what to do next, much less how to do it, there's an innocence that comes out at the other end of the tunnel, so to speak. We had a fire in our neighborhood when I was a kid, 16, 17 years old, and the fire trucks are going crazy, and the neighbors are coming out, and across the street from the fire, the home that was on fire, they found a man sitting on the porch. Well, the house across the street was vacant. They thought that the owner of the home was still in his home that was on fire, when in reality he was across the street. And he looked up at the fireman and he said, I don't know what to do now. He didn't even have enough wherewithal to know that he needed to stand up, much less walk and do anything else. He truly was at a loss. At that moment, that split second, he had a childlike innocence, almost a childlike awe about him and about the world around him. The fire was an accident. It was candles. He had been saying his nightly prayers, and the candles got out of control, and he got scared, and he ran. And a neighbor saw the fire flames and called authorities, but it was just amazing to listen to him. I stood there as a teenager and heard this exchange And I've never forgotten that scene, that sense of innocence and yet wonder. And the fireman took him very gently by his hands and helped him stand up, a man probably at that time in his 50s, and put his arm around him and said, "Sir, all we have to do is take one step at a time." And for a teenager to hear that, any age to hear that, but especially someone who's not lived at that time through that kind of trauma, call it scared occasionally, but that's major trauma. It has stuck with me my entire life. One step at a time. We take it one step at a time. And with all of that said, just a reminder to hold close these days, our family, our friends. Because hurricanes and events of 9/11 remind us that every moment, every breath we take is a gift. And those people around us, no matter how much they irritate us, no matter how much we think, "I can't stand another day with this person. My kids are going to kill me. They're just going to drive me nuts." You love them anyway. And that's what family is all about. And that's your chosen family. The ones that are more than friends, but not blood. All of the people that mean anything to you. I don't care if it's the clerk at HEB or the nice lady at the library. Don't forget to appreciate her, because she may not be there tomorrow. It's that simple. We might not be there tomorrow. Don't mean to sound grim tonight, but and I won't continue to do this, but by the same time, it's such a, pardon the expression, pregnant time in our world right now. I guess that probably sounds odd to you, but I look at things like hurricanes and fires and 9/11 incidences as closures. Absolutely. Some that we have no control over. Absolutely no control. That's what's scary about all of this. We have no control. We can only do what the fool does. We can only turn our attitude to the positive side and make things easier on ourselves, because I have to tell you right now, you must be kind to yourself in times of stress, no matter what the stressors are. It doesn't matter what the stressors are. You, whether it's just an overload, you're trying to work 28 hours instead of 24 in a day, doesn't matter. Whatever your stress is, you must be kind to yourself. I was on Highway 71 today, which is one of the major arteries beside Highway 290, coming out of Houston into Austin, and I had to go to Bastrop this afternoon, not even remembering that that would be a source, and I was on the highway at 3 o'clock coming back into Austin, and had I continued up 71 and taken Riverside, which is in our south part of our town, it was, by that time, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, it was stop traffic. There's a Y that you cut off to go either down Riverside or take a right to take another angle into Austin, which was my way of going. And that, at that cutoff, it was dead stop. It's a long way to I-35 from that Y. I made my right-hand cut, got in traffic, and looked back over my shoulder to my left and went, "Oh, people, I hope you've packed your patience." And that was at 3 o'clock. I had made a stop at a little tourist place, a pecan place, on the way in, and it was pretty crowded. And the conversation centered around coming in from Houston and people on the phone saying, "Yes, I've got mom with me," or, "Yeah, the kids are asleep in the car," or And they said, no, the traffic wasn't real bad. We left fairly early. We closed the house down. That kind of conversation. Yeah, you know, we're on our way to Waco, or, you know, I heard several people say where they were going. They weren't even stopping in Austin. Some were headed for hotels like the Marriott and some of the other nicer hotels in South Austin. And I thought, you know, what are these people going to go back to? And all you can do is lift them in spirit and pray for the best. Hope for the best if prayer is not in your vocabulary. But in times like this, you have to be nice to yourself. Be a little selfish. Be the first one in the bathtub. Take a tubby instead of a shower. You know, sit down and just rest. Go to sleep. It's really hard to turn your head off when you're worried. I know that. I honor that. But sometimes we must. We must simply be kind to ourselves. Be selfish, as my mom used to say. Get the first big piece of pie. Occasionally order that steak. Don't let anybody else have anything, but you, no, I'm just kidding. But be nice to yourself. Be flexible. By all means, be flexible. And I know when you're caught on the highway or you're grieving over anything, it's hard to be flexible. You want to control something, anything, even if it's just what you choose to put on your body when you change clothes or what gas station you try to stop at. But be flexible. You have to take a different route. Keep your cool. It'll give you less heart gas, as Mama used to say. So stay flexible. Give yourself options before you ever, ever, ever leave the door on this new adventure. Play the what-if game. Play the what-if game. Because like the magician card says, which is number one, see, we went from a zero to a one. The magician card has a table in front of him, and on the table is the symbol for all four of the minor suits. Pentacles, which is money. Cups, which represent emotions. Wands, which looks like a stick with new growth on it, a tree branch of sorts, which represents how you earn that money that sits on the table. And a sword, it's double-edged, which represents your brain, how you use your brain, how you develop your attitudes and use them. The magician is a well-garbed gentleman with kind of a red, in this particular deck, a reddish cloak on, but with white-gray underneath it. White and gray is, of course, white is your purity color. Gray is your wisdom and knowledge and experience. He holds a candle up to the heavens, burning at both ends, and points his finger, other hand, finger down, as is above, so is below, kind of imagery. His general meaning is intelligence of transparency. Now, if you think about that, intelligence of transparency. Transparent means to see through something. We have to realize what is real through that film and what isn't to us. The Hebrew word for that is beth, which means a house. So, as we move from Mr. Adventure to the house, so to speak, you have to remember you have all the tools on the table. So if you're going through difficult times, remember that, and I know not all of you believe in a God, and that's okay. You don't have to. This is just a saying. You have your own belief systems, and that's fine. Call in and tell me about them. Let's say spirit, the universe, never gives you anything more than you can handle. You can handle it. Sometimes we choose not to. Sometimes we think we can't, and that's when depression and breakdowns happen. Or sometimes too much happens at one time, and it throws, knocks us off our, on our tail. We all know people or have heard of people or read about people, seen a movie that end up in an institution because they crack. But the bottom line is they have everything they need. Maybe karmically they have to go through all that, but they believe they don't, so that's what happens. I'm playing a little bit of psychology here. I'm not a therapist. But the magician card says we have everything out on the table that we need. The worldwide number is 877-489-6350. Canada and the United States, 1-888-228-4494. The magician card reminds us to be patient, to rest, to stop wearing a cloak of frustration. You have everything you need. So when you're going through stressful times, if you don't realize that you have everything you need, then do seek professional help. The doctor, the lawyer, the therapist. Ask for help. Reach back into your past and reconnect with somebody that you felt safe with at one point in time. Was that your best friend in college or high school? The lady who lived next door that had babies at the same time that you did? Or the guy across the street that was your best barbecue buddy? Maybe you haven't seen him in a while. Maybe now's the time to call them. Or when you're going through difficult times. Above all, for those of you that are not facing hurricanes, for those of you that did not personally know anybody at 9/11, but certainly you've been touched by it, share a moment with somebody and give them support. Whether you know them personally or not, there are organizations out there that do volunteer work and help. You know, the Red Cross is the best and well-known of all of them, but there are other groups. I have a friend that's going to be driving a huge truck next Monday or Tuesday to Louisiana, sponsored by a major insurance company in the United States, and he's taking relief blankets and teddy bears and that sort of thing to Louisiana. And I suspect when he's through there, they'll probably load him up again and off he'll be to someplace else. It's part of a major fleet that is has been rented by this insurance company to do this sort of thing. And he's going to be driving. Now, he doesn't have to do that. He could have turned that job down. Whether he needed the money or not, he could have said, no, I don't know what I'm going to get stuck in. I don't know whether my truck is going to be swarmed by people and I'm going to be injured. He just said, sure, I'll do it. You bet. Let's get this stuff to these people. So there are all kinds of ways of helping, whether you get paid or you don't. The magician card says be patient and rest. I said that a while ago. Can't say it enough, but keeping in mind that you have the availability of all of the tools that you need. You may not need all of these. One moment you may need cash because you've run out of money on the road. No more money for whatever. You might need emotional support. You've got everything else taken care of. Might need a way to earn a little extra money. Have it in savings so you can do this sort of thing. The sword, mental energy. How you use your brain. Our thoughts can sure get us in trouble at times. That's why they talk about mind games. And sometimes we play mind games with ourselves, whether we like it or realize it or not. This is Elaine Ireland. You're going glowing global for spirit. We're talking about difficult times tonight. And I'm asking folks to say those prayers and join us with positive thought, if nothing else, for the 9/11 folks and the hurricane that's barreling down on the Texas coast. And no telling where it's going to go. I haven't heard news since about 6 o'clock this afternoon, so I don't know whether they're thinking that it's still going to hit around Galveston and take a turn and go upward. I don't know. If you do, call in and tell me. Worldwide number, 877-489-6350. United States and Canada, 1-888-228-4494. Our guest this evening was supposed to have been Melissa Alvarez, and that's what started my thinking about all this. She is a resident of South Florida. She and her wonderful family and horses are in Florida, and I've tried for 2 or 3 days now to reach her, and all I've gotten is her home phone recording. So I'm a little bit concerned about her. It's not like her not to return phone calls. And so we're keeping her in our prayers as well. We have her scheduled for October the 4th. She's an author. You can find her at apsychichaven.com, apsychichaven.com, or capitals, PARASM.com. She's in the publishing industry. We were going to talk about how to get it started. She owns a small press. She does critiquing, manuscript formatting. She writes. We were going to talk about all of that, about how to get you folks started, getting your works published and e-books and all kinds of things. So do join us. We were going to talk about other things in October. I don't know if she'll want to reschedule this topic for another date or not, but we'll work with that. She's helped launch all kinds of psychic fiction stuff. She's been published in the Writer's Net Anthology of Prose, Paranormal Experiences, Volume 1, New Age Dimension Holiday Extravaganza, and you can go find her work in those areas. She was quoted in Book Marketing from A to Z by Francine Silverman, who I've had on the show as well. Marvelous publisher. She's been a columnist, a writing correspondent, contest judge, and she's an editor. So when we do have her on, if you have any interest in those areas, I hope you will join us and call in with your questions. Remember, folks, this is a free show. This is free. The folks that we have, not only me, but the folks that we have on other shows on VBSRadio.com, when you call in, you're getting free advice. You're getting free information. And we welcome your thoughts, your ideas, your energy into our show line. That's why VBSRadio.com is kind enough to offer us 2 phone numbers for you to call in on. So one is a worldwide number and one is the United States and Canada. It's free. So call in and ask those questions. Make comments. Let's have spirited discussion about something. You know, people of Melissa Alvarez's caliber and her professionalism, if you made an appointment with her, you would be charged hundreds of dollars probably. I don't know how much she charges, but I know it wouldn't be free. So, and that's pretty much the same with anybody, at least that I have on the show. I try to have folks on that are willing to share their knowledge and their experience with you for free, quote unquote. And then, of course, if you want more information from them or you want to set up appointments on a more private basis, then this is why we provide the phone numbers and the net, the internet addresses and all of that. Okay, back to our changes. If we go from, we've talked about Mr. Adventure, who was the zero card in the Major Arcana card. A card's a suit. And then we've talked about the number one, which is the magician who has everything he needs. And then we go from the magician, we go to the high priestess, which is the number two. Now, one of the words that popped into mind when I was putting this backup show together was the word order. Even in chaos, we must find some sense of order. It's absolutely necessary. And that's what packing the car is all about. And taking those favorite things with us. even though it's in the midst of chaos sometimes. And I don't care whether it's a hurricane or you're getting a divorce or you're having to move for a job. Chaos is created around us as we pack our bags and pack our boxes. And as we do that, we are, in a way, creating a different kind of order in our life. We already have Mr. Adventure, the Fool card, in our life as we're packing. We're already looking at the Magician card. We have everything we need. We're making our move. And then we're moving into the High Priestess, which is not only a form of order, it's also the sensitivity that we need. Call it the psychic ability if you want to. She's also very emotional. She also represents pregnancy, which is another word for new beginnings as far as I'm concerned. There are all kinds of pregnancies, just like there's innocence at the tail end of a trauma. You can be pregnant with the new beginnings of a new business. Yes, pregnancy is typically discussed as far as having children are concerned. I'm pregnant. I'm going to have a baby. But you can also say, I'm pregnant. I'm creating a new artwork. I'm creating a new theory. I'm creating a new business. There's an element of development that goes towards that. And that's, in its own form, a pregnancy. You've all heard the term incubator businesses. Incubator consultants. That's what those companies are all about. They help create and formulate new ideas and businesses. They're the incubator for new things. So the word pregnancy holds all kinds of meanings. This particular card speaks to that, and it shows a woman sitting on a throne. In this deck, it's a woman sitting down. Let's not say a throne, but sitting down. And on her chest is a cross. On her lap is a scroll that says Tarot. T-O-R-R-A is all you can see. On her head is a crown that is a round ball, which represents a full moon, and two wings, which represent the slither of the new moon. And then at her feet is a sliver of a moon, which with water, what looks like fabric, turning into water. Now, that's balance. There are two columns. It kind of looks like a church theme, but it's really not. You've got a black column with a B on it, and you have a gray column, which is with a J on it, Bava Java. Black and white, but no situation is completely black or white. This card encourages compromise because gray is the color of wisdom, knowledge, and experience. The B represents the black. Now, I think black has gotten a bad twist over the years. I look at the color black. If you mix all the primary colors together in one pot, you're going to get black. That's a fact. That's an art fact. So, to me, that says if you put everything in the pot and you try it at least once, there's courage there. Black has gotten negative rap, and I don't agree with it. So out of the darkness sometimes comes wisdom, and that's another message for this card. Now, the Tarot scroll in her lap. Now, let's talk about the word Tarot. You can see the letters T-O-R-A, Torah. Torah. That's a Jewish scroll. Represents the Jewish religion. But she's got a cross on her chest. This card is an encouragement to find balance. I really believe that Paul Foster Case and Patricia Waite were using those two symbols universally. Doesn't matter whether you're a Hindu or no religion at all or a Christian or a Jewish person, let's find that balance in there. Or any other religion. I don't need to sit here and enumerate all of them. You get the point. Find your balance and work with one another. This card is also about the subconscious and femininity, about telepathy, about communication. Now, in some decks, you will see on her scroll Taro, T-A-R-O. What's interesting is Torah, T-O-R-A. Kind of ironic, isn't it, how you can switch those two letters and come up with something totally different. Let me say at this point that one of the theories about why the tarot cards were created has to go back way, 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 way back. Maybe 14th century. 1400s, rather. Because some of the first cards or evidence of the first cards were found in the 15th and in the 1500s along the Torah River. Now, in the old days, not everybody could read and write. The privileged could read and write. Or some slave was pulled up, or some house person was pulled up and taught how to read and write to the benefit of their employer, who owned them. So it was thought, one of the theories about the tarot cards is that the cards were created to teach the masses belief systems. This card has both the Christian symbol and the Torah scroll in this case. And the tarot cards were used to teach the secrets of not just one religion, but many. The basics. Kind of like Confucius has the basics. Buddha had the basics, taught the basics about how to treat ourselves and each other. We teach children now in churches. I'm just going to take a Christian bent here. We may put a flyer in front of them that they can color. And as they color, we teach them about John the Baptist or somebody. Jesus and the fish and the loaves of bread. I'm trying to remember all the little Xerox things I used to see. And as they're coloring, we're talking to them about that. Sometimes we encourage them to use certain colors to be realistic, like a tree is green or yellow. Sometimes we let them just create color. Well, on the tarot cards, everything, colors, symbols, numbers, everything has a meaning. A meaning. And with the high priestess, it's all about emotionalism and yet stability. Absolutely stability. And as we're going through things, just like the Hebrew word for the high priestess, Gimel, G-I-M-E-L, it means a camel. Well, you instantly think about what a camel looks like. It has a hump on its back which holds water. And it can go long distances without food or water. And what is it called? The desert? I want to say caravan, but that's not right. The desert something. It has to do with the water. Call me and tell me. Worldwide, 877-489-6350. Canada, 1 and U.S., 1-888-228-4494. This is Elaine Ireland, going global for spirit on bbsradio.com. Call in and talk to me about what camel, the desert something. But in relationship to going through difficult times, again, it looks like her water is turning, her fabric, the bottom part of her robe, is turning to water right over the moon. That's very much a psychic statement, very much talking about subconsciousness, our subconscious, and our spiritual being. Behind her is a lot of new growth. And I said a while ago that there's an innocence that happens at a certain point in difficult times. And this card says, listen to spirit, listen to yourself, trust your instincts. Some people call it your gut. Voices in your head, the positive ones, not the scary ones. Whatever you want to call it, listen to that and then act on it. if you're like an Aquarian where you have to decide to decide to decide to decide something, that's okay. Take your time. But look at the possibility of new beginnings out of anything that comes into your life. The high priestess can be a man or a woman. Don't let that TSS on the end of it throw you off. This is a circumstance or a situation. It can be either a man or a woman. This is a quest. The high priestess talks about a quest. I always encourage people to continue their quest, both as a spiritual being and their psychic development. I got off a little bit about order. She helps to bring order. She helps to bring balance because of that Baba Java, that black and white business. Even though we are pregnant, so to speak, with lots of new beginnings, there does need to be an order in our life. This is Elaine Ireland going global for Spirit on bbsradio.com. Tonight, if you tuned in expecting Melissa Alvarez, I apologize. Melissa's in the south part of Florida, and we've not been able to reach her. I haven't been able to reach her for 2 or 3 days now, and Seth is still unable. I know he's tried throughout the broadcast to continue to call her, but we're only getting her answering machine. So I apologize. We will have her on again. She is scheduled to be on again October the 4th to talk about spooky things and fun things. Tonight we were going to talk about her book and publishing experience. You can find her on apsychichaven, apsychichaven.com, or you can capitalize PARAFM and then .com. You can find her at those are two connections for her. Send her a good wishes email. She's probably picking up her email from some source if she's had to leave her home. She has a family and she has horses. Frisians, I think is how you say it. Beautiful, beautiful horses. I've only seen pictures of them, but they're gorgeous. So let's hope that all is well in her world. While you're at it and you're saying your prayers this evening or sending good thoughts, please do so to the Hurricane folks. Ike is bearing down on Texas. I'm sure you all know that. And having lots of people coming into Central Texas from the coast. And, of course, people that are commemorating, I never say that word right, I apologize, the 9/11 events. Those folks are having a hard time today, I'm sure, from what I saw on television. So send your positive energy to all of those folks involved. Now we move on to the number 3, the Empress. Technically, she is I Am Woman, Hear Me Roar. She's luminous intelligence. She glows. She glows with her new things. Her color is green, a deep green, which is a very strong ability to heal. Hebrew, she's Daleth, D-A-L-E-T-H. It means a door. A doorway to the study of the soul, not to the soul, to the awareness and the study of the soul. She describes creativity, fidelity, and a strong sense of morality in both her personal and professional life. She tests us as difficult times do and as joyful times do. This energy around the Empress tests us. Now, this is another type of that order energy and flexibility energy. This person, this human being, and it does not have to be just a woman. You can have this come up for a man as a personality thing. They're known to be psychic, and they make no secrets about it. They're not in a closet somewhere. And they're known, they're not afraid of using their abilities to help others. So when you're going through difficult times, attract to yourself, verbally speak of the Empress. She's Taurus, ruled by Venus. Taurus is a very stubborn, very, very strong astrological sign. And to be ruled by Venus, all that beauty and love and gentleness that Venus has, sensuality, sexuality, I know that sounds strange when you try to apply it to a difficult time in your life, but think of what you're going through, your difficulty, as being that kind of challenge, looking for the beauty and the rebirth and the new birth as a human being that you're going through. And this card says, do it without judgment, do it without blame. We can't control hurricanes. We cannot control Mother Nature. Sorry. And I said earlier, we can't control evil. 9/11 was evil. Some of you believe in evil, some of you don't. If we had more time, we have about less than a minute, I would say call in and we will debate it. But save that debate for next week or another time, because we have about less than a minute so far. And at this point, I want to thank you all very much for having been with me this evening. This is the second week in a row that I've not been able to reach my guest, and I apologize. I don't like to advertise and not have people on the show that I've advertised, but it has been unavoidable. Send Melissa a hope you're okay note. And we'll go from there and have her on as quickly as we can. In the meantime, remember those folks out there on the highway or in the privacy of their home tonight. You stay safe. A reminder that if they tell you to get out, please get out. Don't be stubborn. Don't be stubborn. Be smart. Don't forget to share a smile with somebody this week and join me again next week, hopefully with our guest for next week. And be nice to yourself. Kate will be with us next week. We'll be talking about the equinox, the fall equinox. She's always a hoot to have on the show. So it will be lighthearted and fun. In the meantime, be kind. Don't forget to share that smile, and we'll see you next week. Thank you for having been with me this evening. Good night, world.